Hello and welcome to the first episode of Voice, the place where fashion enthusiasts discover the voices behind the designs. My name is Maisie Taylor, and in this episode I will be chatting to student designer Patrick McDowell about sustainable and ethical fashion choices and the path he plans to take with his final degree collection. Patrick McDowell is a designer from Liverpool who is currently studying BA Women's Wear at Central St Martin's University in London. Patrick has returned to his course from his year out in industry working for Burberry to finish his final year preparing for his degree collection. I sat down with a young designer in the computer studio at Central St. Martin's early Tuesday morning, where we discussed his current work and inspirations, whilst he simultaneously scanned piles of his hand-sketched illustrations. What is the concept behind your final collection, and what does it consist of? And also, if that is, it is still quite early days, do you have any research that you've been going off of, or any inspiration, or any idea?
So the collection's based around a climbing trip my dad did to Mont Blanc in the French Alps in the year 2000 when I was 6 years old. It's kind of looking at an unexpected relationship between my dad and clothing that he wears during these kinds of hobbies that he has, and I've never really seen that as fashion, but he does take it very seriously and can't do these things unless he has the right outfit.
That's great. So, is it like carabiners and like
just everything, like
climbing,
like
gear?
I can go cycling in a t-shirt and shorts, but he has to go cycling in full cycling gear, you know. And then I see similar things to the way I approach fashion as a designer and the way he approaches the fashion of his hobbies. I found these climbing pictures particularly interesting, so it's kind of looking at that. And then queering that as well, like the relationship between a dad and a gay son, and just creating like a really beautiful world out of these amazing photographs.
That's really interesting. How does your dad feel about this?
Yeah, I think it's been really interesting actually, because it's the first time we've ever been able to talk with each other about what I do here.
That's quite cool.
And kind of like I can ask him all these questions about what these things are and why it has like a toggle there and why it has a you know, like a pulley somewhere. And
so you want to incorporate all of that into what you're going to be making?
Yeah, I mean, in the end it'll probably develop somewhere. I mean, I don't want it to look like a ski collection. Yeah.
Have you looked in terms of like prints and colors and fabrics?
Yeah, so kind of the yellow jacket that I did for my pre-collection is kind of based off a climbing jacket, but then it's made in silk thigh and in yellow. So it's kind of like unexpected and kind of mixing that kind of stuff up. There's prints. Prints as well that mix kind of like these floral pictures that my grandma had taken. Because initially the research I started doing was about my grandma, which then turned into research about my mom, which then turned into research about my dad.
So incorporating all of it together.
Prints, hopefully. It was like these beautiful orchid pictures, like lifting the orchids and placing them on top of like the mountain pictures that my dad had taken. And
that's quite interesting. So like floral climbing jackets. That's really
cool. Could be. Early days.
What do you believe is missing in women's wear that you hope to bring forward with this collection?
Well, I want it to be a sustainable collection that's still beautiful and still well-designed and still relevant in fashion today, which also happens to be sustainable and ethical and in the way it was created. But, I don't like it when people think, oh, I can't do sustainability because I'm going to look like a Hessian covered, like, tree pusher or something. Like, it's not, it doesn't need to look like that. Like,
it can still be beautiful and sustainable.
Yeah, like all my fabrics have been taken from the incinerator rooms of Italian mills, you know, like the yellow jacket was made from silk thigh, which costs £160 a meter if you buy it in London. Like, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It just happens that it wasn't used, so it was going to be burned.
It's actually
like
really
the whole industry is filled with lots of things. Like, probably enough fabric to make clothes for the whole world, just in rolls of fabric that aren't being used. And it's, I think it's about looking into those supply chains rather than, I mean, like, we've all seen the hacked up t-shirts stitched back together. It's basically that you can still design something of hand cut something beautifully and use up beautiful fabrics, but that you're just finding where they are, where these fabrics have been left, and it takes a bit longer and it's a bit less easy than like just walking into a shop and buying it. But
it's like using neglected scraps or whatever.
Yeah,
but they're still equally as beautiful.
But that's still,
and
yeah,
bringing new life to it, really.
And the nice thing is because they're on rolls, you don't need to, you know, like, because otherwise you end up with these things of like, you know, where people piece together these little scraps that they found on the floor and things, and that can work sometimes. But in terms of like fashion as a concept, where you might produce something in the thousands, it, you can't do that really.
How long have you looked into sustainable fashion for?
I really got into sustainability kind of at the start of my final year. It hadn't really been something that I considered so much during my placement year, but whilst I was working for Burberry, because it's such a big company, I really saw how much was wasted and kind of how necessary it was for myself as a young designer to try and change that.
That's really interesting, actually. How has sustainability played a role in the designs you've created as a student?
I've always been quite keen to make sure that it doesn't look like an eco-warrior collection. I don't think sustainability should be a reason for bad design, and I think that's the reason why it's got a bad name in fashion generally. I think you can be sustainable and a good designer, and I don't think you should compromise on being a good designer using an excuse of sustainability.
Of course. Was your interest in sustainable fashion developed from personal choices or influence from the degree you have chosen?
There was a series of talks that was organised by Sarah Gresty, the head of BA Fashion at St Martin's, on sustainability, and those really kind of ignited the flame in my head about how important this issue really was and how much of a problem industry fashion is.
How would you describe one look from any previous work you've done in the past without showing a photo or a sample of it? So how would you describe it in terms of the feel of it, the smell of it, how it wears, the textures?
So for the pre-collection look was a big yellow silk thigh jacket inspired by a climbing jacket. It has trousers with these like climbing boots and an ice pick which has a Swarovski covered handle. The jacket kind of has a lot of things going on inside it to take a fabric which is usually quite flat to be quite round and comfy and cozy, and something when you put on you want to like hug yourself and you're really warm, like really warm actually. In the end, it ended up being like a really warm jacket to wear with the fabric which you traditionally use in like couture to make a bodice or a corset. So it's kind of nice to mix those things up, but then in the same way having trousers that could be made of canvas, you know, I think contrasting things is always something that in my work and everyone else's work always seems to end up quite well.
You use it quite a bit then, like contrasting fabrics and textures.
Yeah, I think when you start to clash things together, that's when you start to get really interesting.
As a final year design student, how do you feel the past few years have shaped your personal design styles and choices?
I came to St Martin straight from secondary school without doing a foundation year, which was hard. So I kind of missed that initial exploring time that you get with the foundation year. So I ended up doing that during my degree, which made that quite interesting, which made first year also very difficult.
Do you think foundation is a good starting point then,
yeah,
as a designer?
I think as someone who's not, as one of the only people you'll find in BA that hasn't done one, I strongly recommend that you do. Like, I've also learned this, I'm so much stronger this year after spending a year out, just like interning and just not being here and being a bit older now. I'm so much further ahead, which is the same thing as a foundation really. Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be here or have to be a foundation course, but I think just spending more time in the world, I think the later you come to this course, the better you're off. better off you are, really, for design.
What advice have any tutors or classmates given you throughout your years in uni that has really impacted the designs you've made or the way you go about your designs as well and all of your work in general?
I think we're really lucky in the way that we're tutored here, because we're taught in a way which makes us reflect on our own work rather than trying to force everyone to fit into a style, which sometimes happens in universities. You end up with a style of the school rather than the style of the designer as an individual. So I've been quite lucky with my tutors here in that I've always been able to develop on my own in a way, separate from fashion.
What would you say is your favourite piece of clothing you've either made or purchased, and can you describe it?
My favourite thing at the moment is this yellow jacket, because it comes from a jacket that was owned by my dad. And
has he worn it?
The yellow one.
And then where do you as a designer hope to see yourself in 5 years and then in 20?
In a dream world, I'd do the MA, graduate and work for someone for a few years, which would be take you up to 5 years, and then 20 years I'd like to be designing under my own name.
For final year students in universities across Britain, deadlines are quickly approaching. Over the next few months, design students can be found working day and night in the studios, preparing for their final degree collection. If you would like to have a catch-up with Patrick, make sure to keep an eye out for part 2, where we chat about progress made on his final collection. Thank you for joining us for the first episode of Voice, part 1 in conversation with Patrick McDowell.